Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. Today's episode is about the process of diffusion and its importance in living things. If you want to see the video that goes with this topic, head over to the Science Break on YouTube and click on the biology playlist. You can also see videos for chemistry and physics GCSE. For now, let's get going with the process of diffusion in living things. We've been looking at various aspects of cells in the last few episodes, and today we're going to look at an important process that helps keep cells alive. It's the transport of substances into and out of the cell by a transport process called diffusion. It is very possible that your teacher would have demonstrated diffusion by spraying some deodorant in one corner of the room and then asking students to put up their hand as soon as they could smell it. This is a good way of showing how the deodorant particles spread. The particles of deodorant spread from where they are closer together to a place where they are further apart. But deodorant is not the only substance that can diffuse. Any gas or even any substance in a solution can diffuse. We can then define diffusion as the net or overall movement of any substance in a solution or the particles of a gas from an area of higher concentration to an area of lower concentration. If we think about diffusion in the body, there are some common examples of substances that diffuse into and out of cells across the cell membrane. Oxygen moves from breathed in air in the lungs into blood vessels called capillaries. Carbon dioxide in the blood vessels diffuses into the air in the lungs to be breathed out. And there is also a substance called urea, which is a waste substance, which builds up in cells and which diffuses out into the blood where it can be moved to the kidney and filtered out. There are factors that affect how quickly diffusion happens. These are temperature, concentration gradient, and the surface area across which the substance is diffusing. Let's take a look at each one of these individually. Firstly, what is the effect of temperature on diffusion? This one's quite simple and straightforward. The higher the temperature, the faster the rate of diffusion. And that's because for a higher temperature, the particles move faster. A high concentration gradient will cause a faster rate of diffusion. To understand this, let's take the example of oxygen diffusing into the blood from air in the lungs. If we have a very high concentration of oxygen in the air in the lungs and a very low concentration of oxygen in the blood, then we say there is a high concentration gradient. And a high concentration gradient means faster diffusion. In fact, the body helps keep the concentration gradient high between the air in the lungs and the blood by ventilation, in other words, breathing. Every time you breathe in, fresh air brings in oxygen to keep that concentration gradient high. In addition, the blood immediately carrying away the oxygen means the concentration of oxygen in the capillaries is always low. So there is always a high concentration gradient to keep the diffusion of oxygen happening rapidly. The third and last factor that affects the rate of diffusion is the surface area of the membrane that the substance is diffusing across. The larger the surface area, the higher the rate of diffusion. Many surfaces in the body that rely on diffusion are highly folded to provide a large surface area, or they have shapes that have a large surface area. Again, we could take a look at the lungs as examples. There are lots of tiny structures called alveoli that are shaped to have a large surface area. This increases diffusion. So remember, diffusion is the net or overall movement of particles in a solution or gas from an area of higher concentration to an area of lower concentration. In the body, it's usually across a membrane. Remember to use the words higher and lower and not high and low. This automatically gives you a comparison. And the three factors that affect the rate of diffusion are, can you remember? They are temperature, concentration gradient, and surface area. So that's it for today's episode. If you found it useful, please do leave a review or rating. And remember, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel called The Science Break, or visit the website thesciencebreak.com if you want access to videos for every topic, interactive assessments, and exam practice questions. Thanks for listening today, and see you soon.